I have seen the most appalling things, frankly. I just walked into a small single-story breeze block, and there are bits of people's brain lying around on the floor. In the corner, there is a mass of congealed blood that someone has tried to mop up and then, frankly, given up halfway through. There's a tablecloth or sheet in front of me with flowers on it at one end and bits of flesh and blood at the other. It is an appalling scene. Whoever did this carried out a scorched earth policy. It wasn't just the human being that were butchered. As you walk through the village, I've seen a dead horse, a dead donkey, dead sheep. There's a building that's been gutted and is still smouldering. This is an appalling sight. We don't know who did it. What we do know is something very terrible happened here.
What you're describing as a scorched earth policy, Paul, does anybody, the UN, know where any of the bodies are?
No, we don't. We've spoken to a man from a nearby village who says that after the attack took place, a civilian pickup truck arrived and carried the bodies away. They didn't take away the bodies of the livestock, and they didn't clean up the mess behind them, at least not everywhere, because, as I say, there are pools of blood across the village. There are sticks that have blood on them that they claim were used to kill some of the children. It is a terrible sight here. No one will be able to claim that some brutal killings didn't take place here, because despite the best efforts of the people that carried it out, the evidence is still lying on the floor.
And this is a very small hamlet in Hama province. Only about 150 people lived in this hamlet.
There was only about 130 in this village. If I look around me, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 small buildings. Two of them look like there were places where people lived. Others were the storerooms. It's in the two main buildings. The one that's directly in front of me is completely burnt out. Inside there are burnt clothes, burnt possessions. In the one next to it, which is a single square-shaped building, that's where the pools of blood are still there. That's where the pieces of brain are still lying on the floor. You can see that the family was clearly caught by surprise. The possessions have been turned over. There are cans of rice spewed across the floor. It really is an appalling scene.